the screen out loud.
Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer me the complete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I say, the price of a train ticket is $5, right? If you say,
no, the train ticket is $20.
Great. So please be sure to use complete sentences as your question.
No problem.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take bus to New York City.
What is the price of the bus ticket?
For the bus ticket costs you $11.
Did you say the price of the bus ticket is $15?
No, the bus ticket is $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the 4 in 4 apples. When we talk about dates and the order of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, usually the after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal
numbers? We should use cardinal number when we count something. No, 4th is an ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, we can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
We can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies? No,
we can only see foreign movies in the West Village.
What?
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is above street level for 30 feet.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloister is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum's and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloister is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes. The American continent contains both North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountain is located in in the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the colors of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two way. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that the car can cross into the other line, in another lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, the solid line means that the drivers can cross to the other line. No, the two-way roads use the yellow line. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer jobs opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, the wildlife is frequently found in rural areas. No, the non-agriculture jobs is more common in urban areas. Sorry. Oh, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.